chapter 5. I can't hear you. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walt Disney once said that. This is always a fun and difficult step for the finest and the bravest to do. You know, in this chapter, you know, in chapter 1, we actually defined who you are. In chapter 2, we identified your what. In chapter 3, your lesson 3, we determined your why. We then put all that together to create your personal winning confession game plan. And this is the game plan that will help you win. But now it's time to use it, baby. So how do you use it? You will now take your winning confession and speak it into existence. That's right. You will say it and call those things that are not as if they are. Let me start by saying that I don't believe you can just repeatedly say that you want something, it's going to happen. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about speaking with a confidence, with a belief that things are possible. This is faith. This is believing without a doubt that those things you are speaking and taking action on will come to pass. Faith, my friend, comes by hearing. And that is why in this book, in each chapter, I provide you with a winning confession to build up that faith. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a choice. Faith is believing when others doubt and maybe even when you doubt. Faith is focusing on what is unseen in the natural at the moment. Faith is not being moved by what you see or by your current circumstances. Faith is not doing nothing. Faith is doing something. And faith, like I said earlier, comes by hearing. When you say something over and over again, you will subconsciously find ways to make yourself go get it or get yourself to that place in life. You will start to believe that it is already a reality, and therefore you'll do what's necessary to make it happen. There's a tremendous power in our words. But be careful, because this principle can also work against you if you allow it to. If you keep saying negative things and keep thinking negative thoughts about yourself, you won't make any effort and you'll eventually quit because your subconscious mind will have accepted that you will never achieve your goals. There will be people, and I'm going to tell you right now, get ready, as you go through this game plan, there will be people in your life who will speak against you accomplishing your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions. People who don't want you to succeed. People who don't want you to win. And people who will doubt that you can do what you say you can do. Man, listen, haters will be haters. The way to counteract this negativity is for you to speak what you desire into existence. When you speak against this negativity, you are releasing your confidence and you are exposing yourself to positive energy. You will never be fit for life if you are negative and always speaking depressing and doubtful things. When you constantly speak negative, it makes you unpleasant to be around and very unhappy. Who wants to be around those kinds of people? Man, I'm a big action guy. You can feel confident speaking out your winning confession because you are putting action behind the words. Here's the cool thing. Within 1 week of speaking your winning confession into existence, you will notice considerable improvements in how you feel about yourself and the situation you're in. You'll start to build that faith and you'll start to get closer to reaching your fit for life goals. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I want you to not just speak your confessions, my friend, but speak it with authority. Say it like you mean it. Use the tone and the pitch in your voice and even the nonverbal communication of your body language to express what you really want. Get excited about it. Start to visualize and see what you want and then speak it and start to see that very thing that you're speaking actually come to pass. That is how you build faith, and that's how you own the moment, baby. There's power in your words. And today you will become the greatest salesperson in your life. You'll become the greatest coach in your life. You'll become the greatest preacher in your life. You will build your faith and call those things that are not as if they are. You will build your belief system back up which then will drive your behaviors, and your behavior will dictate your performance. Change your belief, change your life. Today, to be fit for life, you will build your faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Today's take action. I want you to take your three I ams, your I will, and your why, like we did in the last lesson. You put them into one paragraph. This is your personal winning confession. Now you will see it, say it, and see it. See it. I want for you to write down your winning confession or type it out. And I want you to place it in three places that you see most often throughout the day. I want it to be in front of you. I want it to be in front of you throughout the day. Write the vision and make it plain so that you can run with it. This is how you will see it. You'll visually see it on paper. Then say it. I want for you to commit to say it. Say your winning confession at least three times a day. When you see it on paper, I want you to commit to say it. And I want for you to say it out loud. Say it like you mean it. Say it with authority. Utilize the pitch and tone of your voice like we talked about earlier, and the nonverbal communication like fist pumping from Jersey like me, or jumping and clapping. Put emotion behind it, baby. I can't hear you. And the last, see it. When you see it on the paper and you say it, the last see it is, I want you to actually see it. I want you to see it. Imagine it, visualize it, and see yourself already there. Get a vision of you already walking out that winning confession. When you say it, I want you to think, speak, and act like you already have it. See yourself on the other side. See yourself hitting on all cylinders, winning in life, fit for duty, fit for life. See yourself physically dominating, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in your relationships, financially, and professionally. See it, say it, and see it. Today, for your winning confession, I want you to use your winning confession. See it, say it, and see it. I can't hear you. Section 2, the results you will create.